The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you, there is a lot of things going on in the sports world. We have the Olympics going on all hours of the day. We have A-Rod calling it quits. August 12th will be his last game. We have NFL football getting started. We have Major League Baseball in like full throttle, and we're coming down to like the last 50 games or so. I would say this is a pretty exciting time in the sports world. With me to talk about it as he is each and every week, Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Keeping my eye on the best athletes in the world competing in South America. A lot of controversy surrounding these games, but those guys don't care. These athletes have been working for this for too long for that outside noise to bother them and affect them as they compete to be great, to be champions, to win gold for their country.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of all that, A-Rod, definitely a controversial guy himself, and we can maybe get into that again this hour and a whole bunch of other things. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
Dorf Man, it's a full-time job for anyone to stay up.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Since what we like to do here is let you know what's going on in the world of sports, I am checking things out as I do each and every week for us, and I'm going through all the things that are happening currently right now, and Jim Furyk is on his way to potentially shooting 12 under par for today's round. Would make him, I believe, 13 under for the tournament. Actually, I think it'll be 12 under. I think he may have shot one over. But anyways, point is that this is something that's never been done on the PGA Tour, and he has a shot to do it. I know we talk about golf here and there a little bit, Jeff, but truly, to shoot 12 under when you play 18 holes is really unbelievable, because basically it means that you've had six holes where you're probably making pars, especially in his case. But I don't think people can really understand how difficult it is to make par, let alone to have 12 birdies in one round.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a reason 58's never been done before, and I wanted to pull up his scorecard. Unfortunately, I didn't get it done before you threw it over to me. But, you get a bogey, you got an eagle to make up for it. Or, and you just have those six holes where you could skate with par, but any bogey makes this virtually impossible. At 58, man, 58 on the golf course, on a professional golf course. Now, it's not a major, but still. Jim Furyk just tearing it up this weekend. Only needs to par 18 to stay at 12 under. That's just incredible. And I know it's going to fly under the radar because you got Hall of Fame weekend, you got the Olympics going on. But that's quite the accomplishment. I'm glad that we brought it up on this program.
Kind of comforting when you think about it. If you're Jim Furyk right now, okay, and you're like, okay, so all I've got to do is par out, which he's has an opportunity. I'm watching him right now. He's getting ready his second shot here on 18, so I'll let you know what happens. But I'll let you know if he puts himself in position to actually birdie this hole, which then we're talking about him shooting 57, okay, potentially. But all he has to do, like you said, is par to shoot 58, a number that we have never seen. I'm just amazed here. So we'll have to kind of let you know what happens as it unfolds, because, like, I'm thinking about it in my head, and it's miraculous. So it would be comforting standing up against this shot, saying to yourself, hey, I can bogey this, and I'll still shoot 59. I mean, like, seriously, that's ridiculous to think about when I'm saying it out loud. But this guy has a chance to shoot a 58 if he pars out, a 57 if he were to make birdie, and a 59 if he makes a bogey, which most likely isn't going to happen. He has a decent shot into the green, and there he is, man. He's about, I'd say he's got 15 feet for a birdie here. Probably could have been a little bit closer, but he is on the putting surface, and I would say that we're almost guaranteed at seeing a guy shoot 58 for the first time on the PGA Tour.
And at 27 on the front nine, you know, I played with my family growing up, and I remember being amazed with, you know, on a municipal nine-hole course when my stepfather would shoot like a 29, and, you know, I'm shooting in the 50s because I'm 11 years old. But you look at that scorecard. You look at him, you know, eagles three, survived a couple, but, you know, he had two pars on the front nine, and he still shot a 27 on the front nine. Let's see if he finishes, man. I love the way that stories develop as you and I talk each and every Sunday morning live from 8 to 10 Pacific time. And, you know, there's sports going on even as we speak.
No, you're totally right. I mean, that is kind of the beauty of what we do is we can bring you things that are happening for those of you that are unable to be watching. And a lot of our troops, I mean, hopefully you're appreciating what we're bringing to you because I'm appreciating it as I'm bringing it to you. So it's really remarkable when you can put all this stuff together and think about a guy shooting 58 on the PGA Tour and actually has a chance to shoot a 57 because he's in potential birdie position. Again, 15, 18 feet away from the hole, but we've seen these guys drain those time in and time again. So could absolutely shoot a 57 here, but as he's walking up to the 18th green, I'll tell you what, getting a very good reaction from the crowd that is watching him, and rightfully so. Jim Furyk with an opportunity to do something we have not seen on the PGA Tour. But like you said, stick with us live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, because you never know what we could break for you. Earlier, like we said, A-Rod calling it quits after 22 plus years of playing Major League Baseball. August 12th will be his last opportunity to hit the Major League Baseball field as a professional baseball player. And the significance in this is we're talking about a guy that is first ballot Hall of Fame talent, but may never ever see Cooperstown. I mean, unbelievable when you think about it.
Baseball desperately needs a hero in the record books. Ken Griffey Jr. would have been great, but he came up short because of injury. You know, even as Barry Bonds was approaching the record, he knew that he felt like he knew that Alex Rodriguez would break it. But as soon as Bonds went away after the 2007 season, 2008, before we even get to spring training, Rodriguez, you know, the SI story breaks, you know, where you leak all the, where they leaked all the names from 2003, and it's just snowballed from there. And nobody cares. Nobody cared when Alex Rodriguez won a World Series in 2009. Nobody cared about the New York Yankees after their greatness at the end of the 90s. And Alex Rodriguez is just kind of the epitome of the post-George Steinbrenner New York Yankees that really are going to get a look of apathy, similar to the teams that Don Mattingly played on in the early 80s with Billy Martin and whoever Steinbrenner put as the interim guy before he hired Martin back and got over whatever his tiff was with Billy.
I mean, when you think about this guy's career, he's one of 10 players to win three MVP awards and one of just six to win multiple MVP awards with the Yankees.
And he won for a last place team in Texas. That's pretty significant the way that we evaluate these players for MVP and their need to be on successful teams. And he won it in, I believe it was 2003 with the Texas Rangers.
But just in general, what I'm trying to show you is this guy was on his way to maybe being the best baseball player of all time. And everything got ruined for this guy when you, like you said, when names and everything else happened in 2007. And, you know, from there, it's just been a snowball of affecting things to happen to him and other people. It's really tragic, you know. So I think that you also need to realize Jim Furyk putting for that 57 misses it, but will absolutely tap in for par. And 58 has now just happened on the PGA Tour. Pretty crazy stuff that I'm watching live and bringing to you live here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But getting back to A-Rod here, the guy was just so darn good, and he had the opportunity to have the world in the palm of his hands. And I think he leaves the game, and everybody is just, to a certain degree, saying, wow, how good he was, but we're all probably a little bit disappointed at the same time, wouldn't you say?
Of course we're disappointed, but there's something to consider here. In the modern era, every bit of truth is going to be found. Joe Paterno, if Joe Paterno would have died 10 years earlier in 2001 rather than 2011, then that story might not have ever come to the surface. You know, and everybody poked around that story, you know, and everybody found the truth with A-Rod. Everybody found the truth with Bonds. And these guys end up testifying in front of, you know, Senate subcommittees and whatnot. And it really ruins the fan experience, but you want to believe it's genuine. And when someone is genuine, when you can't attach a scandal to them, you're okay with it. But when they get found out and they get revealed, I think that there are a lot more legends from our past that if they played in the modern era would have been exposed.
Well, like I said, history in a lot of ways being made today with A-Rod having the press conference talking about calling it quits August 12th, his last game, and then Jim Furyk, I just witnessed it, man. 58, never been done until today. The Travelers Championship final round, he gets it done. 58, remarkable on a par 70 golf course to go out there and shoot a 58. Unbelievable stuff. And we're bringing it to you right here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And speaking of that, we'll be right back after the pause for the cause. So keep it close. It is Dorfon Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. No.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorfont Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, where I just witnessed 12 under par, 58, from Jim Furyk at the Travelers Championship final round. Never been done on the PGA Tour. Unbelievable stuff, man. That's remarkable. We've got the Olympics going on. Team USA basketball team just absolutely shattering Senegal. I'm not even watching that anymore.
How good are our women athletes in this country, Dorf, man? You know, we talk about, you know, sometimes the men struggle, especially in sports like soccer. The women have, at least at World Cup in 99, they're always competitive on the basketball court. They're always competitive on the soccer field. And really, when it comes down to it, those are probably the two biggest women's sports that we care about. Maybe some beach volleyball, maybe some, regulation indoor volleyball. But our women really deserve the praise. They really deserve at least the golf clap for what they've been able to do on an international stage against, players that have been playing professional. Europe has had professional women's basketball for like 40 or 50 years. In fact, you had to go over there to play. And these days, it's become more universal and our women still compete, whereas our men, basketball notwithstanding, but our men don't compete in soccer. And it's good to see that our women do. Our women compete in women's golf. Women compete in tennis. And I think that deserves some recognition.
It's kind of interesting that you said that, because as I've been watching the games early, I've seen some of the volleyball, which is another event that I truly enjoy watching too, to be honest with you. The two-man, it's fun watching them play in the sand, because the strategy of that is so much different than the team volleyball game. And I haven't seen any men team volleyball yet, but I've seen the women play. And I don't even think I saw the American women play. I think I was watching like China and the Swiss maybe, or somebody. I can't remember exactly who it was, but you kind of hit the nail right on the head. I was just kind of watching in general going, wow, these women are really, really athletic. And when you're watching them play in the sand and how they get around, Walsh, whatever her first name is, Walsh, she's unbelievable to watch. She really gets around the court with ease, with grace, if you will. But then I'm watching the team, and they can have rallies that go on forever because, when you have that many people out there, a lot of the floor is covered. So it's a lot tougher to hit those spots. The two-on-two style, you can get away with like a little, like a bump here and there to just get it over outstretched hands. But when it's the team, you've got to go through like nine people there, and it's not that easy to do. So I'm actually kind of enjoying watching the volleyball as well and the athleticism that is displayed on the volleyball court by these women. It's unbelievable, man. It's exceptional.
Yeah, well, Kerry Walsh and Misty May Traynor really set the trend with these last couple Olympics. Going back to Athens, they continued to dominate in Beijing. And now Misty May Traynor is a coach, so she's bringing her expertise to the table so that this thing is sustainable. And, you know, I don't care that it's just beach volleyball. I don't care that it's just a two-on-two sport. We bring home gold. I don't care if it's shooting. I am happy to see gold medals come back to the U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And you're right. She has a new partner. I think she won the last three, those two, that the combination that you're talking about, won three gold medals in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Look, I expect big things from Walsh and her new partner this year as well, to be honest with you. They looked pretty awesome from what I saw. But, you know, it's just – the Olympics is just so cool in a sense. It just – you get to see so many things that you on a normal basis would not be watching. Cause like, I don't watch volleyball that often, but I'll tell you what, it's definitely intriguing to watch it. And these people, like I said, are exceptional athletes. So it's pretty fun. It's a fun watch. I mean, it really is. All this stuff is a fun watch in a sense of, you don't get to see that often. So it's kind of special and unique to watch it no matter what. And even these blowouts, you know, are somewhat interesting because, you know, it's like the largest margin of victory that you've never done before. So you're trying to get that huge margin of victory, or you're trying to beat a country that you maybe have never beaten before. So there's so many storylines when you think about it, man.
Yeah, what do you think of NBC's presentation of the most live Olympics ever, how they stagger these events for primetime? Yeah, on Saturday night, it was gymnastics. Is that okay with you, or would you prefer that a more intriguing sport to Americans? And that's not to take anything away from gymnastics. We know that they put in the work. You know, they have to make the sacrifices for greatness just like everybody else. But would you prefer to see Team USA basketball in that primetime slot? Are you okay watching, you know, gymnastics from 8 until your local news starts during these Olympic Games?
I'm more than happy to watch that gymnastics because that's one of those sports that I'm talking about, man. I don't sit there and watch gymnastics, man, at all. And truth be told, look, yeah, I'm more familiar with Team USA as far as the basketball goes, both the men and the women, right? But I'm not necessarily a huge fan of watching them just go out there and destroy teams. It's fun for like 15, 20 minutes, okay?
Can you watch the other countries play? Like, you have Australia,
yes.
you have the former Buck, Andrew Bogut, and you have the brand new Buck, Matthew Dellavedova, playing for Team Australia against Nick Batum and Tony Parker playing for France. You know, so it's kind of cool to see these guys from the NBA. I remember Drazen Petrovic and Tony Kukoc playing for Croatia, which means the game's a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, no, I absolutely can watch these other basketball teams. So, yeah, that's not a problem. But Team USA is going to shatter or pretty much dismantle everybody. So it's not as intriguing for me to watch. Yeah, I like watching KD. I like watching all the guys because I'm familiar with who they are and I know them very well in a sense of watching them play basketball. But what I like about what you're talking about with those other things is that's something that I don't get to see that often. I'm not a big-time gymnastics guy. And truth be told, if we were watching the other day, we would have seen – that poor guy absolutely just break his leg in a way that I've never seen done before. And it just lets you know that if these people who are in probably tip-top shape, ultimate shape, his body just crumbled, man. And we're mere mortals. So to think about what that guy puts his body through on a daily basis – and for him to have it all happen on the biggest stage and biggest moment of his life and his career, I actually felt absolutely awful for that young man.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always have Carrie Strug in mind from 96 where, you know, she lands and she breaks her ankle and still manages to limp to a perfect finish. You know, yeah. There's the guy from 88 in Seoul or 92 in Barcelona that tore his hamstring out of the starting blocks in the 200 and his dad, you know, carried him across the finish line. Those are great moments. I mean, they're devastating, but they really bring the human element to everything. And I can appreciate that almost as much as the athletic accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, the physical wear and tear of what these people, all of them, put their body through is just unbelievable. I was watching the other night with the American, and they're doing the pommel horse, and they were really struggling. I don't know if you happened to catch that, but they were struggling big time on the pommel horse. I don't think it's going to affect them as far as the overall team and everything, but if they have a weakness, man, that seemed to be the weakness to me for those guys. But I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy stuff when you watch all this. It really is. And the way that these people go out there and battle and try to persevere is just remarkable. So watch the Olympics. Enjoy the Olympics. We'll be right back. We got more to talk about on the other side. Maybe we'll get back into football and just kind of go around the things that are happening here closer to us. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As the summertime increases in showers, sent your water bill through the roof? I'm Danny Lipker with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to enjoy those showers without breaking the bank right after this.
Great-looking siding boosts curb appeal. Keep the appeal going with exterior trim that looks as good and has as much character as the siding around it. Royal S4S Conceal Trim keeps seams hidden, plus its true square edge means it installs as clean as it looks. Royal Envelope by Marianne Cusato cellular PVC door and window surrounds are true multitaskers with four styles that are architecturally correct, easy to love, and easy to maintain. Learn more about Royal Trim and Moldings at royalbuildingproducts.com.
In the United States, showers account for 22% of each individual water use, so saving here is important. The solution, low-flow shower heads. In recent years, these things have greatly improved in their performance, so there's no excuse for not using them. In fact, some of them are so good, you may not even know if you have one. So before you start spending money, do the simple test. Put a 2-quart saucepan on the floor of the shower in the center of the shower stream. Then turn the shower on at full force and count how many seconds it takes to fill the pan. If it's less than 12, you need a low-flow shower head. If 12 or more, you're in great shape. The new models cost anywhere from $8 to $50, depending on the style, features, and manufacturer. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. excuse me, I got Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. And there is a ton of things happening in the sports world, by the way. If you missed it, Jim Furyk shoots 12 under par. First time in PGA Tour history that anybody has done that. And he did it at the Travelers Championship, a par golf course of 70, but still means the guy's got to shoot a 58 instead of a 59. Or a 60 when it's at a par 72. So, again, just that number, 58, never been done. Unbelievable. Also, the games are obviously underway. We all know that. We're going to welcome in Shane Koenig, and we're going to talk to him about some football. And I want to ask him right away, first and foremost, Shane, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the program, as always, bud.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, did you catch any of the Hall of Fame induction?
I did not. I was actually had a kid's birthday party to go to, so I was watching three-year-olds in a swim pool.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds to me like danger. I mean, hopefully it was all good. Everybody had a great time.
Always. They always do.
Well, obviously we saw some of the guys, you know, Favre, Harrison, in general, just a decent class of guys that went through. But it kind of gets us ready for what's to come in general when you think about it. And it kind of is the kickoff to the NFL preseason, if you will, because we all know the Packers and the Colts are going to go at it. At the end of the day, man, the Hall of Fame induction is kind of the start of that new season of NFL football.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. There's a ton of movement, and being in the Denver area, it's been an exciting offseason for the Super Bowl champs to try to repeat and see what they did to prepare for that. And their quarterback situation has brought a lot of attention to preseason games that we're not used to seeing. And there's a lot of storylines across the league that'll be fun to see, especially as we get into game three of the preseason, to see who separates themselves from the competitions within each team, and where key players that have gone to other teams, how they perform when it's that, you know, dress rehearsal, if you will.
Hey, Shane, you know, I know that you're in the Denver area. I know that you went to school in Missouri. Let me ask you about the bittersweetness of two of the inductees. You have Orlando Pace, that played his entire career in St. Louis. And then you have Kevin Green, who played most of his career with the Rams in Los Angeles. You have two Rams going in this year, but not a lot of a Rams presence, given that they relocated back to L.A. Just bad timing to get a couple of players from the same organization, though they played in different cities. And they almost featured Kevin Green as a Pittsburgh Steeler, though he didn't spend a lot of time there. So how is the St. Louis sports fan and the sports fan in Missouri in general? I understand that it's probably mostly Chiefs country at this point. How is the St. Louis fan supposed to react to this weekend? It's almost a little bit melancholy. Is it not?
I would say there are some people, and there always were and will be Rams fans in the St. Louis area, and they're sports fans in general. But the answer to it is, where are the Cardinals in the standings? Because that's all they care about. People, especially in the St. Louis market, if football is on TV and they're not winning the Super Bowl like they were with Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf, they don't care. And that's not surprising to me that the St. Louis market lost the Rams to L.A. because the Cardinals have a whole new stadium. Their stadium was older, but they didn't need a new one, and it got rebuilt. And the Rams were looking for a new stadium, and they got it turned down. So the allegiance in that area is always with the Cardinals. There are obviously some people that seen Orlando Pace in particular. That's a Rams guy. That's, you know, Kurt Warner is the only person, and Marshall Faulk maybe, the only person for the St. Louis Rams fans that is more of a Rams presence than Orlando Pace, and them realizing football's not going to be there for them this year might be a little depressing, but I think they're more depressed that the Cardinals aren't in the wild card race or aren't winning the division.
Well, they're in the wild. I was gonna say they're in the wild card race. They're definitely not in the division race. Well, at least at this moment, like 10 plus games back. But they're definitely in the wild card race, but kind of on the outside looking in as far as that goes too. But in general, I think you make a lot of sense with what you just said there. Hey, let me ask you this. You've been a Denver guy, and Jeff kind of brought something up with me a while ago about when we were talking about missed opportunities, and we're talking about the Green Bay Packers for me with the long time that we've had with these two great quarterbacks, Brett Favre, who obviously was just inducted, and then Aaron Rodgers, who is the current quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. But I kind of feel like we've missed out on a few championships and a few titles, and, you know, it is what it is. They've been great, don't get me wrong, and they're always in the realm of that conversation of being a team that could get to the Super Bowl and win it all. Do you feel any way the same as a Denver guy with the Elway being there from, what, I think you said 84 or so, was it, Jeff, till, you know, and they got a few, don't get me wrong, but do you feel like they didn't get as many as they could maybe in the time span of his greatness, if you will?
I think the conversation on the outside of Denver and looking in, it's kind of that, well, they could have won this many. I think people in Denver realize, looking back after they won the back-to-back titles and how well-rounded those teams were, with Terrell Davis and the defenses that they had that weren't dominant by any means but were very good, they realized that John Elway was the reason they even got to that point. I think a lot of people, before Elway won the titles that he did in the last two seasons, were looking at it saying, you know, these are missed opportunities. He could be considered one of the greatest. He's going to be like a Marino, but he'll be like a Jim Kelly type. And then he won the back-to-back. And I think once they saw the team that was around him, they started to realize that the real reason that they were in the Super Bowl was because of John Elway and his ability and will to move that team the way it was, because they didn't have a dominant running back and their defenses were good, but they were orange crush type defense, but they weren't as good as those back-to-back titles. And then last year's title, obviously they didn't have John Elway, but an amazing defense.
Shane, with all that said, is it possible that we're trending away from building the championship around the quarterback? I mean, you look at two of the last three seasons, you had Russell Wilson, and then you had Tom Brady, which doesn't fit my argument here. And then you had Peyton Manning. You had Peyton Manning in a role that he was more of a game manager, much like Russell Wilson. Now, you know, the joke is always, how did Tampa Bay win with Brad Johnson? How did Baltimore win with Trent Dilfer? But now we've seen it two of the last 3 years, and I don't care what Peyton Manning did before last season. He was very much a game manager that put it on his defense to win that game. Von Miller getting the MVP was very indicative of that. Is it possible that a team like the New York Jets, that has big question marks quarterback, can compete for a Super Bowl with the rest of their ensemble cast?
I think that the Jets will be a good team. I don't know if I consider them a title contender, but I think the answer to the question is that demand versus supply thing, right? I'm either a team that's like, I have to build around a quarterback, I have to find the quarterback, and then we'll be good then. But you look at it and say, well, who's a dominant quarterback that I know is going to be the real deal when I draft them? And if that person is drafted another team, what's the chance that person's ever going to become a free agent? I mean, in the history of the NFL, it's only happened a couple of times, and the most recent was Peyton Manning. So if you look at it that way, you really don't have a choice as a general manager or an owner of a team but to build the best team available and either get a game manager quarterback, or when you have that team in place, you have a quarterback that pops into there that is available. But I think that that's the reason why I think the NFL is moving away from having to have a dominant quarterback to be a title contender, because one, they're the most expensive. You have to spend the most amount of money to get a quarterback and keep a quarterback. And two, there's not enough good quarterbacks that are going to be title worthy upper echelon quarterbacks that are going to be out there available for you. So you have to build your team around that. I think the Jets' defense is going to be amazing. I think that if once they get Sheldon Richardson there, once Muhammad Wilkerson is up to snuff and ready to roll, I think that they're going to be a very, very good defense. I think they've got good receivers. So they just need a quarterback that can hit some big guys in the numbers, and I think they have that in Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I think they're going to be a playoff contender. I don't know if I put them in the title picture, but once you make the playoffs, I guess you're a title contender. So we'll see where it goes.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NFL insider here on the program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey, Shane, let me keep going here and ask you maybe of a quarterback that you think is somebody to watch this year. You know, David Carr had a pretty solid year for Oakland last year. Does he build on that? Is he the guy that could be coming up here, or is there somebody we should be watching for?
I think Carr is definitely someone that is, I don't know if he's going to hit that peak, you know, that third-year peak or fourth-year peak. I think he's still got room to grow even past this year, but I think he's got to take that step forward. Watching him last year, they were a really good team, and they are an average team that had a chance to be really good. But his connection with his receivers on the long ball just wasn't there. There was something missing, and I think that if he can find that, especially with his current receiving core, I think they have a chance to do something really good in the AFC West. I'm looking forward to two younger players and seeing where they go. I'm looking forward to Jameis Winston. You know, we hear he's in better shape. We hear that the defensive players say that his team, the way that he's leading the huddle. I'm interested to see where he goes in year two. And I'm also interested in Blake Bortles. You know, he has had a good season last year, put up good numbers, has two really good wide receivers, and they spent a lot of money and draft picks on defense. And that team is starting to round out. So now he needs to be not only good, but he needs to protect that ball so that they can keep the ball on his side and then also allow that new defense to play off to snuff and play with their what their coach wants them to do. And he's a defensive-minded coach. So I'm really interested to see what he's going to do as well.
Well, to go a little younger with the quarterbacks, the first two players selected in last year's draft, Jared Goff to the Rams, Carson Wentz to the Eagles. Do you expect them to play? And if so, what's the impact that we can expect?
Well, as a Missouri Tiger alumni, I hope that Carson Wentz doesn't play and that Chase Daniel is able to play a lot of the snaps. No, I don't expect Wentz to play. You know, they've spent so much money on the quarterback position with Bradford, paying Chase Daniel almost like lower-end starter money to be a backup. I think the plan is to sit Wentz until he's absolutely ready to go. You never know what could happen, but I don't expect him to play. I think Goff is going to start within the first 3 to 4 games, if not game one. I think that Jeff Fisher is, quote-unquote, behind Case Keenum, but I think that he's just having Case Keenum take first-team reps now, and then they'll see what happens during preseason, and if Goff doesn't have a huge blunder and take huge steps back, I think he's going to be their starter for at least 13 games of the season.
Hey, Shane, as always, man, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Look forward to catching up with you next week. We'll have some games under our belt as far as the preseason goes, and we'll just have more football to talk about. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm going to be catching up on my handball and synchronized swimming. So if we could get touch on those next week, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. See, that's what I like about this guy. He's going to tell us about something that we have absolutely no clue, Jeff. I love it, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Shane Koenig, man, our NBA insider, our NFL insider, and now we're finding out. Synchronized swimming and handball insider. So, God bring everything to us, man. I love it. I love it. Great addition to the program. Anyway, one final segment coming up. So always interesting to listen to the final segment because we do our parting shots, and it usually is relevant to kind of what's going on in the world. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Jimmy Dean on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us. Great job by him, as always. Jeff, we didn't even touch on a lot of, like, what's going on in baseball, but your Indians, a slim lead over Detroit right now, and it's going to be a two-team race there. I know this is parting shot time, so you're up, man, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to watch those Indians and Tigers battle out the rest of the way.
Yeah, two-game lead over the Tigers as we speak on a Sunday morning, but the Indians have to get their starting pitching together. They've given up at least 10 runs in four of their last six times out. In the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins, it's not exactly murderer's row, but my parting shot is about leaving your dog in the hot car in the summer. Everybody talks about breaking windows and doing everything else. Let's nip it in the bud. Leave your pooch at home when the mercury hits triple digits.
Great call on that, man. My parting shot is kind of a couple of them, man. I got to give one to Brett Favre, all those great years of being a Green Bay Packer, and so much fun to watch you play and give your heart and soul to the Green Bay Packers and everybody else that you played for as well, to be honest with you. And I have no problem with you moving on and us moving on, and everything worked out the way it should, to be honest with you, at the end of the day. And then one more parting shot to those athletes in Rio. Go out, enjoy, have a blast, and have so much fun showing your talents to the whole world. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.